This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On Tuesday, Indiana State Veterinarian Dr. Brett Marsh announced the addition of an extra 10-kilometer surveillance zone beyond the already 10-kilometer control area as a precaution. In addition, there are 155,000 egg-laying chickens that are not infected but are being depopulated again as a precaution. Indiana Department of Environmental Management Commissioner Carol Comer said the disposal of hundreds of thousands of birds is a logistical challenge.
Most of the birds will be composted on site, so they are 30 days later than they are usable for composting material because the virus is dead then.
Comer says the non-infected birds are being placed in landfills.
Those birds have been deemed to have not been infected. They're just being, as precautionary purposes, since they were in close proximity to the farms that were affected by the avian flu, the turkeys were depopulated, but they were not infected, so they will be going to a landfill.
She also noted that state and federal officials are working almost around the clock to clean up and contain the situation.
We've had people at the Emergency Response Center all weekend, and we've had people at the Joint Information Center all weekend, so our folks have been very closely involved in the whole procedure.
No new cases of infection have been discovered in the past 24 hours. In other news, a family-owned seed company based in Indiana is expanding. Bex Hybrids recently added a new facility in Effingham, Illinois. The new facility is the seventh location for Bex in the state. I had a chance to talk with Scott Beck, who serves as president for Bex Hybrids. We discussed the history of the business and details about the open house taking place in Effingham on Thursday.
We started in 1937. It was my grandfather and great-grandfather that were the pioneers of our family-owned seed company. And we've been in business now since that period of time, and have grown to be the largest retail independent family-owned seed company in the United States. We actually market, although, in about 50% of the corn and bean acres in the U.S., so we don't even cover the entire U.S., but have just grown on a gradual, kind of like a balloon expanding as we have opportunities and have people kind of on the fringes that start to get a taste of using our products and learning about how we operate and serve them as farmers. We'll take on another county or another row of counties in the neighboring state and just continue to march on outward.
Scott says Illinois is Beck's fastest growing state, with 7 out of 15 facilities located here.
We actually have about 15 locations where we have, some type of business activity, and that could be anywhere from something that's just a pure production site to a full-fledged research corn breeding station, distribution and practical farm research sites, and then our headquarters here in the home state of Indiana. And so, 15 total locations, and actually almost half of those are located in the state of Illinois. We've got about 7 locations of where we do business activity in Illinois. It is our fastest growing state.
The new Effingham facility will serve as a distribution center and practical farm research location and is approximately 2 acres in size.
Yeah, we're really glad to be part of the Effingham community now with a distribution center that between the office space and the shop and the warehouse space that covers about 2 acres. And so it's our largest distribution site in terms of, other than our headquarters, largest distribution site in Illinois. And the other component of that site is our practical farm research. And that's where we do research that matters to farmers beyond just seed selection. So things like nitrogen rate and nitrogen timing, cover crop use. We're actually going to be investing in a tile drainage and irrigation testing area as we go forward. And so there's there's over 40 different studies that we did there at that Effingham site this year. And so we look forward to continuing the type of research that, will help farmers in decision-making and that they can come and, see throughout the growing season in terms of helping them to, you know, better understand how different management practices not only look in the field, but all that also how that ultimately affects yield.
Scott went on to explain that practical farm research studies a variety of areas to gain valuable information for farmers, which they can access not only at the facility, but also on Beck's website.
Yeah, I think we're probably one of the only companies that is investing considerable amount of resources into helping farmers find solutions in different approaches to how they manage their farm. I mentioned the nitrogen approach, you know, different rates, different timings, different forms. That's a very popular set of studies that we do. Cover crops is another area that farmers, of recent years have a lot more interest in. And so we're doing testing in different types of cover crops and what it takes to, you know, successfully manage a cover crop. We've got, you know, population tests, fungicide studies, looking at different timings of fungicides and how that affects different hybrids, tillage methods, seeding rates. There's just a whole plethora of research that we do.
An open house will be held on Thursday of this week, January 21st, from 10 a.m. until noon at the new facility. The public is invited to attend.
The open house is from 10 a.m. to noon, and then at noon we'll have a luncheon, and we'll invite city officials, state representatives, senators, the mayor, council members, county commissioners, chamber of commerce officials. We'll have a brief presentation right in the latter part of the morning there from 11:30 till noon during that open house. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll have what we call a winter meeting. And that's where we present a lot of the facts and the details about what we found from this year's Practical Farm Research, as well as some other agronomic information that can help support the farmer going forward into this next growing season.
Scott Beck, president of Beck's Hybrids. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.